Today's daf is Shvuas daf mem, and we are at the first wide line on daf lamites amid beis tenan shtei kesef. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu bnei Yisrael hanesunim batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refu shalema for Shloime ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida, Sara bat Batya, and Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Chayim Yitzchak ben Yosef. So yesterday, we got into the meat of Perek Shvuas HaDayanim in the latter part of the daf, specifically a major machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand the first halacha of the Perek. So Shvuas HaDayanim begins discussing the laws of Moed B'Miktsas. And the Mishnah says, Hataino Shtei Kesef V'Hahoida B'Shava Prutam. Now, what the Hahoida B'Shava Pruta means is self-explanatory. In order for somebody to be Chayev Shvur Deiraisa of Moed B'Miktsas, we would need that the portion that he's admitting to owe would be at the very least a Shava Pruta. The question is, what does Hataina Shtei Kesef mean? Rav said, Hataina Shtei Kesef means Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. Every Moed B'Miktsas involves a Hoida and a Kfira. What the Mishnah is saying is that the hoida needs to be a shavar pruta. However, the kfira needs to be more than that. The kfira has to be shtei kasef. According to Shmuel, hataina shtei kasef means not kfira staina shtei kasef, but hataina shtei kasef. It means the ikur taina, the tfia of the toiveya, has to be shtei kasef. If that's the case, how much does the kfira have to be? Presumably, if the Hoida is Shavar Pruta, the Kfira would also be Shavar Pruta. So according to Rav, the Hoida is B'Shavar Pruta and the Kfira is B'Shtei Kesef. According to Shmuel, the Hoida is B'Shavar Pruta, the Kfira is also B'Shavar Pruta. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Atayna Shtei Kesef? It means the Tfira. Now, according to Rav, what would the Shir Tfira have to be? Well, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. It would have to be at the very least Shtei Kesef and a Pruta. You need a Pruta for the Hoida, you need Shtei Kesef for the Kfira. So we're backing into a number. There's no magic to it, but that's the number that it's going to have to be just based on the arithmetic. Meaning the Tfiyah, according to Rav, is going to have to be Shtei Kesef plus a Pruta. We saw in yesterday's daf that the Makar to Rav and Shmuel, respectively, is how to understand one of the psukim in the parasha of Shvuas Moed B'Miktsas. The parasha of Shvuas Moed B'Miktsas is mentioned in the general parasha of Shoimrim, Iruf Parashia, is Kasuv Kan, and it begins, Ki Yitein Isha Reyeyu, Kesef Oy Kelim Lishmar. And it's the word Kesef that is going to be the Makar to Shtei Kesef. According to Rav, Kfira Shtei Kesef, and according to Shmuel, Tfias Shtei Kesef. Shmuel first, because Shmuel, the Gemara said, Pshat is more meduyik in the Psukim. This pasuk seems to be setting up the original tfiyah of a Shvuas Moed B'Miktsas, and says it starts with a person giving his friend Kesef Oy Kelim. Now, from the fact that it says Kesef, we know Kesef is a proper material to trigger Shvuas Moed B'Miktsas. From the fact that it says Kelim, I know that whatever it's going to be would have to be two. As it relates to Kesef, Shtei Kesef, hence we have our Makar. Ki Ita Nishal Reyeyu, Kesef Lashon Yachid, Oy Kelim is Melamed, that would really have to be two. This in Pshuta Shamikra is the way the story begins. As a result, you would need that the Tfiyah should be Shtei Kesef. Rav held that the word Kesef in this pasuk, although in the literal Pshutei Shel Mikra is referring to the Tfiyah, but really the word is extra. Torah didn't have to say the word Kesef. Gemara went through the Shakta V'Tarya, why yeah, why not? But in the final analysis, the word Kesef is extra, and if it's extra, it must be coming to teach me something that I otherwise wouldn't know, and I'm Eino Inyan to tell me that the Tfiyah would have to be Kesef, Tneyo Inyan that the Kfira has to be Kesef. With the same Diyak, not one Kesef, Dum Yudikeinu, which is Shnayim, that's how I know that the Kfira would have to be Shtei Kesef. Either way, we have these two distinct Mahalchim, Rav and Shmuel, respectively. Anytime you see a Machlik is Rav and Shmuel, you know you're learning a Sugi that's Oymed Beruma Shalaylam. How to learn Poshet the words Hataina Shtei Kesef. What we're going to see in the first part of today's daf is that really, if you cut and paste this machloik is Rav and Shmuel, or the two shittas respectively, you're going to end up with two completely different mishnayos. Meaning, this long mishnah, Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, the way they learned it in Bei Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, and the way they learned it in Bei Shmuel, in the yeshiva of Shmuel, are going to be two completely different Mishnayos, and it's all rooted in how you understand the words Hataino Shtei Kesef. So, just as a precap, I think it's Kedah, to the first part of the Cheshbon of the Gemara, the Gemara is going to immediately address the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in light of the very next lines of the Mishnah. So going back to the Mishnah, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, Shvuos Hadayonim, Hatayin Shtei Kesef, Aido B'Shavar Pruta. We know what that means. Rav Kedei Eslei, Shmuel Kedei Eslei. V'im Ein HaHoidah Mimin HaTayin HaPater. And if someone's Moed B'Miktzas, but the HaHoidah is not Mimin HaTayin HaTayin HaChitin V'Hoidaloi B'Sa'irin, then the halach is it's not shvus moed b'miktzas. Ketzad, and then the Mishnah gives a few examples. Shtei kesef li b'yadcha. If somebody goes over to somebody and he says, "You owe me shtei kesef," and the person responds, "Ein lucha b'yadi el pruta. All I have by you is a pruta pater." He's going to be pater. If the person would say shtei kesef upruta li b'yadcha, you owe me two kesef and a pruta, and the person would respond, "Ein li chabiyadi el pruta. All I owe you is a pruta." Chayiv. In that case, they're going to be chayiv. Now, at first glance, what's Pashup Shat in this distinction? You owe me Shtei Kesef? No, I don't. I only owe you a Pruta. Potter. There's no Moed B'Miktzas. You owe me Shtei Kesef and a Pruta, and I come back and I tell you I only owe you a Pruta, then you're going to be Chayev. The Gemara's Muschel Rishon is, this is Rav. This is screaming Rav from the rooftops. This Ketzat is the biggest Raya that Rav understood the Mishnah the proper way. Because what's the Mishnah telling me? If the Tfiyah is Shtei Kesef and the Oidah is a Shavu Pruta, you're going to be Potter. You know why? Because Hatayin is Shtei Kesef. You need that the Kfira should be Shtei Kesef. And if the Tfiyah is Shtei Kesef, then by definition, the Kfira is going to be less than Shtei Kesef. In fact, it's going to be Shtei Kesef minus a Pruta. That's what the Kfira ends up being in this case. That's why you're Potter. If, however, the Tfiyah was Shtei Kesef, and a pruta. Now I have the shir tfiyah. You are moid of a pruta of the shir hoidah. You are kaifer of a shtei kesef of the shir kfira. So that's why you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara's muschul rishon is that the Mishnah, I mean just the kate said in the Mishnah, we're learning Mishnayis right now, would seem to be very much itas rav, which is going to require Shmuel immediately with his back against the ropes to have to come up with some mahalach here, how to learn the Mishnah. Because at first glance, it seems very much like Shitas Ras. Let's see it inside now. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shtei Kesef Yesh L'Biyadch Inch V'Yadei L'Pruta Pater. My Taima. Why you Pater? It sounds like a regular Moed B'Miktzas to me. Lab Mishum De Chasra La Taina. Probably because it's Chasra in the Taina, or it's Chasra in the Kfira, that Yufta De Shmuel, and it's a Stira to Shmuel. Amalach HaShmuel, Shmuel's going to tell you, Mi Savris Shavik Tani. You think that when the Mishnah says, Shtei Kesef L'Biyadch, and the person responds, Inch V'Yadei L'Pruta, what the person is being toveya is shtei kesef of value. And what the nitva is responding with is a shava pruta of value. That's not what's happening. Davka ketane. The toveya said, you owe me silver. How much silver? Shtei kesef worth of silver. And the nitva responded, I only owe you nechoshes. How much nechoshes? A pruta. Much of nechoshes. Right? Shtei kesef was money, but it was also silver. Nechoshes was money, but it was kippur, right? It was copper. So says Shmuel that the toiveya in our Mishnah, even though it's not Mefurish, was being toiveya kesef, shtei kesef, and the nitva was responding with nechoshes. Here's the point. And the reason you're potter is because the hoidah was not mimin hataina. In fact, the Ketzad, according to Shmuel, is not going on Hatayin Shtei Kesef Ha'idah B'Shavar Pruta. It's going on the next words of the Mishnah. Vim Ein Ha'idah Mimin Hatayin Potter. And it's on that Lishita Shmuel, it's a Ketzad. According to Rabbi Ketzad, it's on the first part of the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, it's on the very next words of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Ihachi Oibazai, according to the way you Shmuel are understanding the Mishnah, Ema Seif, how you can learn the next part of the Mishnah? Shtei Kesef U'Pruta Yesh L'Biyadcha. If the person says Mefurish, that you owe me Shtei Kesef and a Pruta, Inch V'Yadi El Pruta, and the person responds, all you owe me is a Pruta, Chayev. Now, if you're going to tell me that the issue over here in the Mishnah is not you're being teveya kesef and you're responding with nechoshes, we're dealing with value. So mishum hachi yechayev. I understand the difference between the first case and the second case. In the first case, he didn't have a kfira of shtei kesef. In the second case, he have a kfira of shtei kesef. The hoidah is mi min hataina because it's all shava. We're dealing with just money and value here. So I understand all Mishnah. Eli yamar dafka. But if you're going to tell me that the reason you're potter when the person was teveya shtei kesef and the nitva responded with nechoshes is because the Hoidol was not Mimina Taina, well, I'm my Chayev, then why are you Chayev in the next case? The same Taina, Masha Ta'anoi Loi Hoidoloi, Masha Hoidoloi Loi Ta'anoi. Why not? You would Toiveya Kesef and Nechoshes, and the person responded by saying, I only Nechoshes. What's the point? You're a Koifer Akoil on the Kesef, and you're a Moida Bakoil on the Nechoshes. But there's no moida b'miktsas. There's no hoida mimin hataina b'miktsas and any one of these two minim. So says the Gemara, and really we precap this Gemara. Bishlam, according to Rav, I understand the Mishnah cup is feast. It all makes sense. If he was teveya shtei kesef and he was moida back nechoshes, it's potter because it felt in the shear. If he was teveya shtei kesef and nechoshes, he was moida ben nechoshes. So then it's good. Why? Because then you have the shear. But according to Shmuel, that the shear was never an issue. So what then is pshat in the reason that you're potter when he's tevei shtei kesef and he's moide bepruta? It's because it's not oidami minataina. Well, if it's not oidami minataina, then the same should be true where he was tevei shtei kesef and a pruta and he was moide and bepruta. So the Gemara says not a kashi. You know why? Because midu hu time the el shmul. This other pshat that we're trying to be miyashiv, that we're being matrik a little bit. Whose sheet is it? It's sheet of Shmuel. Oh, it's Shmuel. I could start varfing another Shmuel. Shmuel is sheet tasik. Amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Shmuel Shita is that Tanechitim v'Sa'irin v'Hoydalei Be'echad Dehen is considered a Moedah B'Mikzas, even though you can hear at first glance that maybe it shouldn't be, maybe it should not be considered a Moedah B'Mikzas because it's not Hoydami Minataino, because you're a Koifer HaKoil on one and you're a Moedah B'Koil on the other. But we look at the Tchitim v'Sa'irin in totality and you are Moedah on half of that. The same is true. We would look at the shtei kesef and the pruta in totality. You might then half of that. Al kapanim shmul shitasa. You very much can make the mishnah work. So again, so we have this machlokes rav and Shmuel had to understand the words of the mishnah taina shtei kesef, and it's manifest in a machlokes had to understand the first two cases of. There's a lot of cases in the mishnah. We're going to go through them now, but it's manifest, this machlokes Rav and Shmuel had to understand Parshat Pshat. How do you read the Mishnah according to Rav? How do you read the Mishnah according to Shmuel? The Mishnah said, "Shtei kesef li biyadcha in lecha biyadi ela pruta pater." Shtei kesef upruta li biyadcha in lecha biyadi ela pruta chayiv. According to Rav, you pater in the first case, val sefelt in a taina shtei kesef. You chayiv in the second case, because there you have the taina shtei kesef. According to Shmuel, you pater in the first case because the hoidah was not mimina taina. You chayiv in the second case because the hoidah was mimina taina. Aye, it's not. Shmuel v'tamei, who else? Tane chita v'sairin. V'hoidaloi be'echemehen. Talocha is, you're going to be chay. Geshmak also, the Mishnah started for two halachas. Hatayna shtei kesef v'hoidah b'shav v'pruta, number one. Number two, ve'en oidah mimin hatayna pata. According to Rav, when the Mishnah then says the next word, ketzad, it's going on the first of the two halachas. According to Shmuel, when the Mishnah says ketzad, it's going on the second of the two halachas. But there's another derivative point that comes out, and this machlek is Rav and Shmuel, this is the segue, really, for the rest of the entire cheshbon of this part of the daf. And that is that the way Rav is learning the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said Manali biyadcha or Shtei kesef li biyadcha, and the person responded Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, the tefillah was you owe me money. How much money? Shtei kesef worth of money. The person responded, I owe you money. How much money? A pruta worth of money. Even though the tefillah was kesef, which is silver, and the response was pruta, which is nechoshes, silver and nechoshes is b'chlam not the Indian. We're dealing with shava, right? I don't know, it could have been chitin and chitin. Chitin that's worth shtei kesef versus chitin that's worth a pruta. It could be soyer and a soyer. The nekuda is, it's money, it's shava kesef. It's not dafka. The way Shmuel learned the Mishnah is very much dafka. Shtei kesef li biyotcha means silver. In the chabiyadi ala pruta means nechoshes. And that's the whole punchline of the Mishnah. That's what makes it that the hidah is not mimina taina. That's the whole reason you're potter in the first case. The Gemara is making a huge assumption right now before we go weiter. And that is that if Rav learned the shtei kesef li biyotcha and in the chabiyadi Ela Pruta as being Shava Shtei Kesef versus Shava Pruta, you probably have to learn the whole Mishnah that way. And you probably have to go back, look at the Mishnah, go through every single fall in the Mishnah, every single case, right, English, and say that the Tefillah is not mamish what he's being Tevea. It's the value of this. It's the value of that. And according to Shmuel, no, you probably have to learn the whole Mishnah stuff. Why? It would just make sense. Be consistent. So if that's pshat in the first two cases of the Mishnah, it's probably pshat in all the other cases of the Mishnah, and this is really the avoida right now. The avoida is going to be, does that add up? Meaning, are there any giluyim from later cases in the Mishnah, whether the case means shava, whether it means dafka, and if it does, then it should be megala on the beginning of the Mishnah, how to teach the ketzad, which would be a giluy and how to teach the word atayinish tekesa. To maybe be machriya, but this machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara. So on that note, hachinami mistabra, hachinami mistabra. Zokte Hilger Rashi, three words, the masnis and dafke ktani. So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that the Mishnah is actually more mashma like Shmuel, that shtei kesef means silver, and pruta means nechoshes, and pshat, and why you potter in the first of those two cases, which means that atayna shtei kesef means the ikrit fiyah shtei kesef. What's hachinami mistabra? Midik tani sefer, because in the Seifa, there's a bunch of cases, and one of the cases goes as follows. Litrazov yesh libiyotcha. If the Teveh goes over to this mitvah and he says, I have by you a litrazov. A litra is a measurement, right? Think liter. A liter of zahav. And the person says, it's true, it's a liter, but it's not zahav, it's kesef. Potter, it's a Mishnah, you're going to be potter. The Gemara says like this, bishlam, if you're going to tell me, when the person said litra zahav, he meant zahav. And when the person responded litra kesef, he meant kesef mishmachi potter. I understand why you're potter. You're potter because it's tanoi chitim v'hoidolei b'sa'irin. It's not oidamim and atayin. El yamit shavah. But if you're going to tell me that litra zahav doesn't mean a litra zahav, it means the value of litra zahav. So how much is gold trading at? I know it's a lot, but whatever it is, figure out what a litra zayif is, and that's what the tefiyah was, and then count it with the litra kesef. Well, if that's the case, am I potter? Litra tu vahava. Litra is much, is a huge number, and litra zayif is much more than a litra kesef. See, your good old-fashioned way to mix us. So it's clear that this case has to be talking about dafka, because otherwise there's no havana in the world that you would be potter. Ella says the Gemara, mid the sefer dafka, and if the sefer is dafka, because it has to be, there's no other reason you would be potter. Isha nami dafka. And if that's the case, let me tavi tuf to the rab. Should this be a kashan rab? Right, it's a hochi nami mistabra to shmul. Is it also a tuf to the rab? Amalach rab. Rab's going to tell you now. Kulamas nisin shavat. The whole Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, and we'll see even later parts of the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah is really shava, the litrazav shani. But the case of litrazav is different. Now, why would the case of litrazav be different? This is like the one exception to the rule. It's the anomaly. Why? So the blast Rashi on Lama Testament base says, the kivin the tonoi mishkol vaday dafka ktani. Over here is being teveyim a mishkol. I have a weight, a gold weight, like a gold bar. And the person responds, no, you gave me a silver bar. It sounds like you're being teveyim the gold bar. There we don't convert it into currency, and that's why we say daf kiktani, that's like a tanoi chitin. And when the person responds, that's a hoitolei b'sa'irin. But, and a chanami, as it relates to the rest of the Mishnah, it's going to be different. So according to Shmuel, it's a little bit more gishmak, and that's what the Gemara says, hochinami mistabra. Because according to Shmuel, what emerges is, shtei kesef, yesh lebiyotcha, in the chabiyadi, elopruta means kesef and nechoshes. Also, it's very gishmak, the litra zov and the litra kesef also means zov and kesef. According to Rav, it's a bit less kishmak, because Rav holds shtei mois just means value of shtei mois. When the person responds pruta, it means value of a pruta. There it doesn't mean dafka, yet the case of litra zav and litra kesef does mean dafka. But the Gemara flips the script now. The old cheshbon here. And the Gemara says, teda, I'll actually prove to you that Rav's right. Meaning, because I have a raya from the next part of the Mishnah that it's really shava. And if the next part of the Mishnah is Shava, then probably the first part of the Mishnah is Shava, which means Hatainish Te Kesef is Kfiris Tainish Te Kesef the way Rav, I Litra Zav and Litra Kesef. Oh, that's obvious. It's a little, that's like Chitin and Sayyim. We chap that, right? That's an easy deflection. But says the Gemara Teda, I'll prove to you that Rav's formulation of the Mishnah is actually correct. Why? The Katani Sefer, because what the Mishnah say afterwards, Dina Zav Libiyotcha, if the Teveh goes over to the Nitveh, he says, that I have a dinar zav by you, and the person responds, in the chabiyadi elo dinar kesef. He says, no, all you have by me is a dinar kesef, or vitrisis, or upundian, upruta. These are all different types of coins. So the aloch is chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, shakom min matpeya achase. And the reason you're going to be chayiv is, that's the Loshana Mishnah, shakom min matpeya achase. We'll get to that exact definition in a second. But the Gemara just says, let's look at the Mishnah high level. Right? The person told him, Dinar Zav Libi Yotcha, he was Moedim Mixas. He said, Dinar Kesef, Trisis, Pundim, Prunta, whatever these exact coins are. But right, told him a quarter, a nickel, a half a dollar, $2 bill, right? He threw him back with all these different currencies. So the halach is, he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, yeah, bishleim shaveh, bishleim, if you're going to tell. Then when the person said dinar zahav, he didn't mean literally gold. He meant the value of dinar zahav. And when the person responded and he said dinar kesef trisas punyin apruta, he didn't mean silver versus copper, but he meant the value. So then the Mishnah is gevaldik. I understand why you chayv. You're regular v'maydim amiks. Eli amr davka. But if you're going to tell me davka, am I chayv? Why are you going to be chayv? It's the same tanoi zav, oi, the loy bekesef and achoshes or whatever. So again, this part of the Mishnah that says chayv, for sure, is a raya, is that we're going with shava, right? It has to be. There's no other way to learn the Mishnah. And by the way, you can't even say what the Gemara said for the second of the first two cases in the Mishnah, where Shmuel said chayev, even though it was different meaning, where he was teveim, shtei kesef, and a pruta, and he was moideh bepruta. There we said that even though it's dafka, and it's not miminataina, but Shmuel tamei, tana chita v'sahirim, v'hoitolai be'echem, and you're going to be chayev. Over here, it's tana yzah, v'hoitolai be'kesef. So this is for sure a hoidah, if we're going to say daf kiktani, and afilu hachi, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? You're going to be chayav. Must, because it's shav kiktani. So if this is shav at the beginning, the Mishnah should be shav. I literally, yeah, literally is obviously different. But isn't this a teda? This should be a raya to Rav. So the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar came to the defense of Shmuel, and he said, b'shatanoi bedinar matbeyos. This is a little bit different. Over here, he was teveya dinarim. Right? What did he say? He said, dinar zav li biyotcha. And the person responded, ein lucha biyadi eladinar kesef, a trisis, which is some coin. Upunyin apruta. The tfir was a dinar, and the response was a dinar. When the response and the tfir is dinar, so then already we view it differently. And the reason we view it differently is, here's the punchline. We'll see it in the Gemara in a second. We'll speak it up al peh. All dinarim are viewed as one man. This idea that all dinarim are the same. I mean, it's just like chitin, right? You could have red wheat. The Gemara talks about white wheat, black wheat, right? There's different types of chitin. But in the world of tanei chitin, it could be maybe one min. All dinarim, even though it's not the same dinar, they don't have the same value. But at the same time, shem dinar chadi, and it's for that reason, even though daf kiktani, and for sure the person was tevei a dinar zav, and he's responding with a dinar kasef, but it's considered a yidami min ataina because of the fact, pishatanoi bedinar matbeas, because he's being tevei a dinar matbeas. Now what does it just mean matbeas? Rashi says, be matbeas tzura. Meaning it's a dinar with a tzura, it's a davar chashev. He's being tevei the etzem dinar. And being that he's being tevei the etzem dinar, so we look at the dinar as a min. There's a min called dinar, and as a result, the hida is takam yimin atayna. Then the Gemara cryptically adds one line. The Gemara says, v'kamash malon, deprutam bichlal matbeya. What does that mean? Kamash malon, deprutam bichlal matbeya, right? It almost sounds like the Gemara is trying to figure out what the chiddush is. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. That a pruta is also considered a matbeah. What do you mean? I know what the chiddush is. The chiddush is that I view this as being one min. I would have thought it's tana chita v'haydalei b'sa'ir. Again, we're going according to Shmuel. So for sure, there's a huge chiddush over here because it's always dafka k'tani. If it's dafka, this should not be a moedah b'mikzas. Kamash malon. So the Rishonim mutch a little bit. So the pashup shot would be kamash malon, like an agav urchi diga kamash malon. It's not the ikr kamash malon. For sure, the ikr kamash malon, ayin b'Rishonim is the ikr alach of the Mishnah. That we view it as tana chita v'haydalei b'chitin. We look at it the shem matbeachat. But the point is, there's another kamash malon that even the prut is considered matbe. I mean, you could have thought Pruta's not a matbeah. It's like a whole different Indian, the Pruta. Kamash Mon, that even the Pruta is going to be considered a matbeah. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, I'll prove to you, this is all part of the back and forth of the Cheshbon of the Gemara, I'll prove to you that this is actually the real Pshat in the Mishnah. Why? Because the Ketani, what did the Mishnah say? Shakol min matbeachas. Those were literally the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Dino zav libiyotcha, in the chabiyadi eladina, kesavetris, upunyun upruta, chayev, shakol min matbeachas. What do you mean, shakol min matbeachas? You're a moideh b'miktsas. Of course you chayev. The Teretz says, you see, that really you shouldn't be a Moedah B'mikzas. Why would I not be a Moedah B'mikzas? Because it's Daf Kiktani. Also, it's actually a Raya to Shmuel, right? In fact, it's such a Raya to Shmuel that the Gemara says, V'Rav. How's Rav now going to be Miyash of this part of the Mishnah? Meaning, we thought this was the biggest Raya to who? To Rav. Teda, the Gemara said. Right, this is a greater Raya to Rav. You see, L'chayra, Dinar Zav means the value of a Dinar Zav. And when the person responds with Dinar Kesef, he means the value of the Dinar Kesef. Because if Zav means Zav and Kesef means Kesef, it's not Oida. Then you should be potter. So how is Shmuel going to be miyash of it? You see, for sure it means value, and that should be megala on the first part of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, no, it really over here, it's taka zav and it's kesef, but the tfiyah is not the zav and kesef. We teach the tefillah and the nitva as being what? We touch it as being dinar and the shem dinar chadi. And by the way, that seems to be exactly what the Mishnah is saying, right? Those are mamish the words in the Mishnah. Shakom in mepeachas. So it sounds like the Mishnah is actually bavarning that this is not a classic ma'id b'mikzas, and we have to jump through hoops to make it into a ma'id b'mikzas. That only makes sense. I'll leave it the shul because according to Rav, it was an easy teda, right? From the fact that the Mishnah needs to be miyashiv with a tam chadosh, why this would be considered a ma'id b'mikzas, isn't that the biggest right to Shmuel, Akash, and Rav? Hence, Virav, how are you going to be miyashiv it? So the Gemara says, you want to know what that line of the Mishnah is coming to teach me? Just one thing, Virav, shakol din matbeya achas. And the way Rashi explains it, the way the Rishonim explain what Rashi means to say, is that really the fact that it's a ma'id b'mikzas is pashut. It's a ma'id b'mikzas because it's a ma'id b'mikzas. You don't need a shtickle Torah to be miyashiv why this would be a ma'id b'mikzas. So what is that line coming to say? It's just coming to say one thing. It's coming to say that even in the case, this is just an interesting agav de gehalacha, where the teveh was teveh adinar zahav, and then the person responds, the nitva, and he says, I'm maskim ayoyu a pruta. That is also considered a ma'id b'mikzas. That line of the Mishnah that says, shakol min matbeya achas, alibe derav, is just bavarni that, shakol din matbeya achas. It's a little bit of a shinui in the text, but shakol din matbeya achas, all of the responses mentioned of the by the nitva and the Mishnah are considered responses of a matbeya, l'rabois, even the pruta. So again, the chiddush is not that it's a ma'id b'mikzas. It's obvious it's a ma'id b'mikzas. The chiddush is that all of the responses are choshev enough responses to be considered mikzas to trigger the din shvur deraisa. Why would you think not? So the Rishonim say, I'll tell you why. Because you could have thought, if somebody goes over to somebody and says, you owe me $1 million, and the person thinks for a second, it's true, ma'id b'mikzas, I owe you 50 cents. It's ma'id b'mikzas. So let's honest. So you could have thought, not. That's the chiddush. Dinar zahav, pruta. Right? So we weren't there. But a dinar zav was worth infinitely more than a pruta. So I could have thought that's not a ma'id b'mikzas. That's just like agav urchi diga chiddush that the Mishnah is coming to say. Alibi derav. That's what that one line is about. That one line is just explaining pruta. This is the way the Rishonim explains shittas Rashi. But as it relates to the ikur din, you don't need any shtickle teir for that. It's pashut. That's going to be a regular, good old fashioned ma'id b'mikzas. So let's just come up for breath again. This is the second recap here. And that is that, so we have the machlikas Rav and Shmuel with regards to the words ashtain, atayna shtei kesef. According to Rav, atayna shtei kesef means kfiras tayna shtei kesef. According to Shmuel, atayna shtei kesef means the ikr tayna is shtei kesef. And as promised, we saw that depending on whether you learn the words atayna shtei kesef like Rav, or you learn the words atayna shtei kesef like Shmuel, is going to manifest itself with two completely different mishnayos. Imam, as you go through all the mishnayos, you're going to end up with two completely different mishnayos. What's the Mishnah according to Rav? What's the Mishnah according to Shmuel? At least the cases that the Gemara addressed. The Mishnah said, "Shtei kesef li biyadcha, in lecha biyadi ela pruta pater. Shtei kesef u pruta li biyadcha, in lecha biyadi ela pruta chayiv." According to Rav, the first case you pater because you don't have a kfir of shtei kesef. The second case you chayiv because you do have a kfir of shtei kesef. The way Rav is learning the Mishnah, when the person says shtei kesef li biyadcha and the other person responds in lecha biyadi ela pruta, kesef didn't mean silver and pruta didn't mean nechoshes. Shtei kesef meant the value of shtei kesef and pruta meant the value of a pruta. Stating that, you're potter in the first case because it's chaser and hatayna shtei kesef. Yichayv in the second case because you have hatayna shtei kesef. When the Mishnah said litra zav yesh li biyadcha and the person responded ein lecha biyadi ela litra kesef, the Mishnah said you're potter. According to Rav Yopater, because the Hidah was not Mimin Ataina. There's no problem of the Shir Kfira, there's no problem with the Shir Hidah. Yopater, because the Hidah is not Mimin Ataina. Because we understand that the person's being Teveya gold and the person's responding with silver. It's no different than Tanai Chitin, Void Lebisayim. I didn't Rav say in the first cases in the Mishnah that we don't take the guy's Taina Dafka. It's all value. So we should say it's the value of a Litra Zav versus the value of a Litra Kesef. That's true if they're just talking in general terms. But Litra Zav versus Litra Kesef, over here already it's going to be different. The Mishnah then had another case. Dina Zav Yeshli Biyadcha, Ein Lecha Biyadi Elodina, Kesef, Etrises, Upundias, Upruta, Chayiv Shakol Min Matbeya Achas. Why Chayiv according to Rav? It's Pashi. Chayiv according to Rav because you're a regular Ma'id B'mikzas. Because this reverts back to the way we understand the whole Mishnah, and that is B'shav Ektani. So you're being Tevei a lot of value, being Ma'id in a little bit of value. That's why you can be Chayiv. Why did the Mishnah add those words? Shakol Min Matbeya Achas. That was just L'Rabbis that the Pruta hates the Matbeya, and it's considered a Chshivus of a Hoidah. And it's going to be, right, just to explain that point a little bit better. It's Pashid a Pruta is considered a Hoidah. Mishnah says it. Hoidah B'shav Pruta. We know Hoidah is B'shav Pruta. So Why would you think it should not be a Hoidah here? Teretz is because it's relative to the Tfiyah. You could have thought that maybe a Pruta is considered Mammon, but it has to be somewhat relative to the bigger picture. And if it's so much smaller than the bigger picture, maybe it's not Riyandi, but either way, that's Rav's Mishnah. What's Shmuel's Mishnah? Shmuel learned Hataina Shtei Kesef means the Ikr Tfiyah has to be Shtei Kesef. The Kfir is like Doida, all it has to be is a Shava Pruta. When the Mishnah said Shtei Kesef Libiyotcha in the Chabiyadi Ela Pruta Pot, Shtei Kesef Pruta Libiyotcha in the Chabiyadi Ela Pruta Chayev, the reason you're Potter in the first place can't be Kvalsa felt in the Shir Kfirah, because you have the Shir Kfir. So why then are you Potter? It's because it's not a Hoida Mimin Hataina. Because we teach that when you said Shtei Kesef, you mean silver. And when the person responded in the Chabiyadi Ela Pruta, he meant Nechoshes. It's Panichit by Lebisar. So why Shtei Kesef Pruta? In that case, you're going to be chayv. But the point is, what emerges is, according to Shmuel, the way you read the Mishnah, Shtei Kesef Libiyotcha is dafka. And the way you read the person's response, in l'chabiyad ela pruta, is going to be dafka. According to Shmuel, the case of litra zav, v'yesh libiyotcha, in l'chabiyad ela litra kesef pater, is gevaldik. Hachinami mistamri, the Gemara said. Shmuel is zeya zeya geshmak. What about the next case? Dina zav, v'yesh libiyotcha, in l'chabiyad ela dina kesef, trises upunyas upruta chayiv. Why you chayiv in that case? L'chayra, it's all dafka. Everything up until this point has been dafka. So that should also be dafka. Why don't we say that it's dafka ketani? The answer is the next words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah answered it. Shako min mat be'achas. It's because when you toiveya dinarim, the words of the Gemara, dinar mat be'ois, or some have the gear said dinar mutbas, but when you toiveya these choshev dinarim, then the dinar becomes the min. And the fact that one is of and one is kesef, that's all semantics. I mean, with significant monetary ramifications, but it's, you know, a zero here, a zero there. But at the end of the day, it's fart semantics. It's considered one min. This is the way you're doing the Mishnah, Aliba Dirav. This is the way you're doing the Mishnah, Aliba Dishmul. Now, who came to the defense of Shmuel to be Miyashiv, that last part of Gemara? Din Azov Yeshli B'yotcha, in the Chabiyadi Eladina, Kasav Patrisa Punyas, Pruta Chayiv, Shakom Minna Pe'achas, with the whole Shtikal Torah. He was Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Lazar, as it relates to Shitas Rabbi Lazar, Lema, should we assume that Midasevik is Shmuel Metaritz, Reisha, Nami Kishmuel Svirle, being that Rabbi Lazar was Metaritz, the safe of the Mishnah, like Shmuel, that what? That the reason you're a Moedim Mixas in that case is because of the Shem Matveya, so probably it's because he held like Shmuel in the Reisha as well. That the Shtei Kesef Libiyotcha was Dafka Kesef, and the Ein L'Chabiyadi Ela Pruta was Dafka Nechoshes. And if that's the case, it must be that the reason you're Potter is only because it's Tana Echitim V'Hoydalei B'Sayr. But Als Kfira, that's fine, because the Kfira is only a Sher Haida. And if that's the case, we should have a ride. The Rabbi Lazar also holds like Shmuel as it relates to the Ikar Aloch of Atayna Shtei Kesef. The Gemara says, is that Muchach? Again, we're working backwards here. Because being that we had this big Cheshbon, so everything seems to be Tali and everything else. So you have Rabbi Lazar on the bottom of the food chain here, and the bottom of the cheshbon, and the bottom of the paper trail. But if Rabbi Lazar was miyashiv the last part of the Mishnah, Libid Shmuel, does that mean that he's meshubit to everything we said up until this point? Right, that's the punchline that the Gemara is zeroing in. This machlekes is Rav and Shmuel regarding Hatayna Shtei Kesef. That's a huge machlekes over here. So, do we have a giloy from a Rabbi Lazar, but derech agav, how he was mefarish to save the Mishnah, that, oh, must be he learned the entire Mishnah like Shmuel? Right, just to be clear, Rabbi Lazar is doing his own thing, right? Rabbi Lazar is an Eretz Yisrael, he's a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Rav and Shmuel, then Rabbi Bavel. But from the way Rabbi Lazar was mefarish the sefer of the Mishnah, is that a raya that he must have learned the ikus sugya like Shmuel? Which, by the way, maybe would mean Rabbi Yochanan also, that, right, we have a raid bite on this, that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, it was mamish like Yeshua ben Nun, who was always saying over Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to the point that for Sefsois of Dovah, he didn't even have to say Kacha Ma Moshe, Lashoni Azov Shalal Gemara. But either way, says the Gemara, should we have a hoichacha that Rabbi Lazar must also hold like Shmuel? Versus Lai, sefer da. The reason Rabbi Lazar learned the Sefer the way he learned the Sefer is because he felt the word Shakol Min Mat Be'achas was more meduyik like Shmuel than it was like Rav. Right, remember in the Gemara, first the Gemara brought a Teda from that part of the Mishnah to Rav, and then the Gemara flipped the whole script. The Gemara actually said, Rav, right, started with Teda L'Rav, Rav explained that part of the Mishnah. Rav had to be Madchik, it's coming to tell me a Chiddush, then a Chishis is or a prut is considered value, even relative to a tfiyah of dinar. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Lazar didn't like that. Rabbi Lazar thought that the sefer is much more meduyik if you learn the case the way Shmuel learned the case. But as it relates to the reisha, it's kerav oike Shmuel. He's going to learn other like Rav, other like Shmuel. What do you mean? Aren't the two talis have a zeh? Meaning if in the sefer, We understand that Dinar Zav means literally Dinar Zav, not Shava Dinar Zav. It means literally Dinar Zav. And the response of Dinar Kesef means literally Dinar Kesef. So if the Seif is Dafka, shouldn't the Reisha have to be Dafka? And that's what the Gemara is saying. No, Mechatesi. We made a huge Hanacha, right? We chaz over the Daf. We made a huge Hanacha right before we started this part of the Gemara. That we're going to assume that if the Reisha is Dafka, the Seif is Dafka. And if the Reisha is Shava, the Seif is Shava. What the Gemara is coming back here and closing the loop and saying is it's not Muchach that way. It made for a geshmak exercise. But at the same time, in terms of lemais, you're not meshuga to that. So it could be Rabbi Lazar holds that the seif of the Mishnah is dafka, thus is meduyik azoy, and the reish in the Mishnah, I don't know, maybe he holds a tainu shtei kesef like Shmuel Taka, and everything would be consistent. Maybe he holds like Rab. He's not muchach, or he's not muchrach, to learn one way or the other. Zoktimar Tashma. Let's see if we could be poshet this whole Indian, not from our Mishnah, which we couldn't, but rather from a brisa. Dinar zahav zahuv libiyatcha. Somebody goes over to somebody and he says, "You owe me a dinar of zahav zahuv." So Rashi says, "What does it mean, zahav zahuv?" Hainu tavua, meaning he's being toveya a real dinar, and the person responds, "Elubcha biyadi elo kesef. All that I owe you is kesef. Chayev. The din is he's going to be chayev." The Amale, Zakta Gemara, time of Amale, Zahav, Zahav. It sounds like the only reason he's going to be Chayev is because the Tfiya was Zahav, Zahav. Hastama, but if he wouldn't say Zahav, Zahav, Shava Kamale, then we would assume that it's Shava, and the halacha is it would be a regular Maidah B'Mikzas. We just need one part of this Braisa. The Braisa is talking about a case where somebody was Teveya Dinar Dafka. He's being Teveya Dinar Dafka, and the person's responding with a Dinar Dafka. And Kamash won the Braisa, you're going to be Chayev. Right? Why are you going to be chayev? We had that halacha in the Mishnah, because the Shem Matbeya is achas. But it sounds like that in order for us to view it as a dinar dafka, you would need that the tfiyah was dinar zahav zahav libiyatcha. But if he wouldn't say it so sharp, dinar zahav zahav libiyatcha, he would just say, you owe me money, so then it wouldn't be viewed as dinar dafka. Why not? Because you would teach it as shava. If you would teach it as shava, it's a right to rav. Right, we're not bringing a raya from the halacha of the braisa. We're just bringing a halacha from what the braisa is trying to do. What's the objective of the braisa? The objective of the braisa is that I have a case where the tfiya is dafka a dinar, and I feel wachi, we're going to view him as a moed of a mixas. What's the case where he's teveya dinar zahav zahav? It sounds like then and only then are we going to view the tfiya as being dafka the dinar. But if he wouldn't say zahav zahav, then we would say, yeah, it's Shavu Ketani, and it's Pashit. It would be a good old-fashioned case of Maidah B'Mikzas. Well, if that's the case, it's a Raya to Rav, not like Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, anytime you say Dinah, without saying Zohov, Zohov, we would assume it's Dafka. Shmuel Shita is, everything is always considered Dafka. Right, again, the price is being mefarish, the case of Dinarim, when we view it as a Dafka. The Chayra, this would seem to be a Raya to Rav, not like Shmuel, but the Gemara says, I'm Rav Ashi, said, it's not Mucha Chachi, come, you could always say that this is what the price means. Kalaimer Dinar Zohov, Kalaimer Dinar Zohov, Zohov Dami. Could be the tfiya wasn't dinar zahav zahav. The tfiya was dinar zahav. And what the Braisa is saying is that anytime you teveya dinarim, we view it as if you said zahav zahav, because we always assume dafka, like Shmuel, not like Rav. So this is a little bit of an ambiguous Braisa, but at the end of the day, there's no hechek to learn the Braisa like Rav versus Shmuel. Thus, we have no raya. Zok de Gemara. One more knetch as it relates to this, and then we're going to go weiter. Tani Rav Chiyah, the siyuy the Rav. Rav Chiyah said, Ichaba Braisa, and this Braisa supports Rav. Sela li biyotcha. If somebody goes over to someone and he says, you owe me a sela, and the person says, Ein lecha biyadi ela sela, chaser beis kesef, that, no, I don't have by you a sela, but rather, it's sela chaser beis kesef, chayev, you're going to be chayev, chaser ma, if he says chaser ma, in that case, you're going to be potter. What do you see from this braisa? That the kfira has to be shtei kesef, right? Sela li biyad, chayim lecha biyadi, ela sela chaser beis kesef, chayev. What do you mean? Why do you need that it should be chaser beis kesef? Oh, because you need the kfira, it should be beis kesef. So it's a mefurish braisa, like shitas rav, right? This is not a raya to rav from chishboinus. This is a very black and white raya. You see clearly that the kfira always has to be shtei kesef, which was the way rav learned the Mishnah that said, hataino shtei kesef. Exhale, now we can start the daf. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shul, some of the gear, so Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel. Lo yishanu wa elabatayinus milva, vahidas loifa. The only time there's a halacha of Hatayinu Shtei Kesef is when we're dealing with a Shvua of Moida B'miktzas. Meaning, there's the Taina of the Malva, there's the Idah of the Loiva, so why are we swearing? We're swearing Shvua of Moida B'miktzas. Avo Taina is Malva. What would be if the Malva goes off to somebody who says, you owe me money, and the Nitva was Kofer HaKoyel? And the reason he's chayav shvu is not because of moed b'miktzas asher yoy makiyuzeh, but the reason he's chayav shvu is because the malva has an eid echad. In that case, afilu loytanoi ella bepruta, even if the tefiyah was only a pruta chayev, you're going to be chayev. So again, who's talking? Shmuel's talking, right? Amar Rav Nachman or Amar Rav Nachman Mayischa Amar Shmuel. Shmuel holds that hatayna shtei kesef means the ikur tefiyah always has to be shtei kesef. Says Shmuel, that's only true in the parasha of Moed B'Miktzas. In the parasha of Moed B'Miktzas, that's when there's Halacha of Shtei Kesef. But when it comes to the Shvuah of Eid Echad, then even if the Tfiyah was a Pruta, that wouldn't be enough to be Chayev. My time, what's the reason? Now, the truth is, you could say at first glance, my time, I'll tell you what the reason is. What's the whole Makar to Atayin of Shtei Kesef? It's learned out from Kalim Moed Kesef, which is in the parish of Moed B'Miktzas. It's not in the parish of Shavuos Eidechad, but the Gemara actually gives a different reason. The Gemara says, "My Taimo, the Chesed, because it says in the Torah, Le'yokum Eidechad, the Ish v'chol Oven u'l'chol Chatas." And this is the Makar to the Halacha that in Eid Echad is not Mechayim Mame, but he could be Mechayim Shavuot. We learn, Le'chol Oven u'l'chol Chatas u'dein Eka, Avol Kam hu l'shavuot. We learn from this Pasuk that in Eid Echad, Kibim Mechayim Shavuot. Tanya, we learn to the Bais, Kamakum, Shishnai Mechayim Noisim Mame, Eid Echad, Mechayim Shavuot. The Halacha is that any time if there were two Eidim, these Eidim would have the ability to be Mechayif Mamin. Then we say if there's an Eid Echad, the Eid Echad has an ability to be Mechayif Shvuah. Two Eidim are Mechayif Mamin, even if it's a Shavu Pruta. So Eid Echad would be Mechayif Shvuah, even if it's only a Shavu Pruta. So this halacha of Atayin Shtei Kesef, huge, huge caveat to the Mishnah, is only true by Shvuah's Moed B'Miktzas. It's not true when it comes to Shvuah's Eid Echad. No halach. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Shmuel. Ton Echit, V'Soyim V'Hoy Dolei Be'Echad, Mi'em Chay. So hopefully this sounds familiar. If somebody is Ton Chit and V'Soyrin, and the person is Moed B'Miktzas, he says, either Chit and V'Soyrin, he's going to be chayev. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we don't say that the oido was not mimin ataina. Why would you think the oido is not mimin ataina? Because you were kofer hakol on one min and you were moedim hakol on the other min. There's no moedim and mitzas within one min. The Teretz says we look at chitin asoirin as the min keilu. That is the tefiyah shlema. You are moedim and half of that. The halach is that you're going to be chayev. So again, who said this? Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel. Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak heard what Rav Nachman said, the name of Shmuel. He said yiyasha, which means he's saying good. And then he added the words, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The great Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So the Gemara makes a fascinating diak in Rabbi Yitzchak's words. Mechal de Polugal there, Reish Lakish. I mean, he sounds like Yitzchak was in Eretz Yisrael. He learned the sugya in Eretz Yisrael to get yeshivas. And Rabbi Yochanan said this way. Right? If V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan makes us sound a little suspicious, then maybe Reish Lakish didn't say that way. Is that true? Mechal de Polugal there, Reish Lakish. Now, why does that really matter, right? And halacha would anyways passing like Rabbi Yochanan. You have to know. But the Gemara says, Mechal de Polugal there, Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, no. Why not? The Gemara is going to give two versions. Why not? Ikidami, some say, Misha Havishoyle, Vishasikle. What happened was, Rabbi Yitzchak heard Rabbi Yochanan saying shir, he heard him say this. Reish Lakish was being quiet because kachoy minogesh al Reish Lakish, says Rashi, that when Rabbi Yochanan would give shir, he would wait until Rabbi Yochanan finished, and then afterwards he would start firing away kiyodua and ask all the kashas that he had to ask. But in the meantime, Rabbi Yitzchak left in the middle of the shir before Rabbi Yochanan had finished, and he didn't know what Reish Lakish said. So he didn't say v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish because he didn't hear from Reish Lakish. But don't be medayik that Reish Lakish didn't say. Ikedami, some say mishtahav v'shasile, v'shasile. What happened was Reish Lakish was drinking. He was a bunch of drinking. He was drinking a cup of water, as Rabbi Yochanan said it. So he couldn't talk because he had the food in his mouth. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yitzchak didn't mention Reish Lakish because he didn't know what Reish Lakish held. Don't say Michlal Hey Natashe Me'alav V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but not V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Either way, what's Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel's halacha? Tanoi Chitin V'sa'oirin. Says the Gemara, at first glance, maybe there's a right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, for Rabbi Gamliel, right? So the Mishnah said, a good old fashioned Tanei Chitin, even though you're Moed B'Miktzas, but being that the Hoidah is not Mimin HaTayinu, but just to be clear, why is this Moed B'Miktzas? Because Chitin is worth a lot more money than Soirin is. So even though you're a Moed B'Miktzas, but Afilu Hachi, you're Pater. Rabbi Gamliel said, Chai. Now says the Gemara, Taimah, it sounds like the Tanei Chitin, the reason, according to the Tanakam, according to the Chacham in your Pater, is because it was chitin v'sahirin. Ha chitin v'sahirin v'haydol v'achemen. But if it was tana chitin v'sahirin, and then the nitva was made on one of the two, chayiv, it sounds like, in that case, he would be chayiv, right? Great dik. The Mishnah says tana chitin v'haydol v'sahirin is potter. What does it sound like? Tana chitin v'sahirin v'haydol v'achemen, you're going to be chayiv. The Mishnah says like, hu adin dafilu chitin v'sahirin nami potter. Could be even if it's tana chitin v'sahirin v'haydol v'achemen, you're going to be potter. So why the Mishnah only mention tana chitin v'haydol v'sahirin? Tell me the bigger chiddush, tana chitin v'sahirin v'haydol v'achemen. Because in the world of Lahoidi Yacha, we wanted to teach us the Chiddush and Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds not only Tana Chitin V'Soyin V'Hoidel V'Achman Yechai, but even Tana Chitin V'Hoidel V'Soyin, you're going to be Chai. But as it relates to Shitas HaChachamim, even if it was Tana Chitin V'Soyin V'Hoidel V'Achman, maybe you're going to be Potter. Says Mar Tashma, you have no right from that part of the Mishnah. Maybe we could bring a ride from another part of the Mishnah. Tanoi Kalim Vikarkois. The Mishnah said, in the event that the person was Tevea Kalim Vikarkois, he said, you owe me Kalim and you owe me property. Hoyde Bekalim Vikarkois. Vikarkois. If the person was Maida Bekalim, he's Kofi Bekarkois. Or Bekarkois for Kofi Bekalim. Or if he was Maida in the Karki, he was Kofi and the Kalim, Potter. In both of those cases, he's going to be Potter. Why are you going to be Potter? Because if the Hoyda is Karka or if the Kfir is Karka, you can't be Chai. Hoyde Bemiktas Karkois Potter. Let's say you're Kofra Koil on the Kalim, and you might have a Miktas on the Karka, you're also going to be Potter. Because again, if the Hoida is in the Karka, that's where the whole Hoida is over here, you're going to be Potter. The Miktas Kalim, in the event that the person was Moida, the Miktas Kalim. So again, it was Tane Kalim, Vikar Kois, it's Kofra Koil on the Karka, and he's Moida, the Miktas on the Kalim. Then the Mishnah said Chayef. So the Gemara makes a nice dik. Time of the Kalim, Vikar Kois. It sounds like the only reason the halacha is the way it is in the Mishnah, meaning Tane Kalim, Vikar Kois. The only reason the halach is that you're potter is the karka la bashfui. Because if you're moid in the karka, you're moid in the wrong thing. And if you were kaifer in the karka, you were kaifer in the wrong thing. But it sounds like, let's say the case was with tanei kalim v'kalim, or tanei chitin v'sayir. It sounds like in that case, you're going to be chay. Right, the original part of this part of the Mishnah. Tanei kalim v'karkois v'hoid loy v'achas mehen. Potter. Why you potter? Because if you were Maidan Karka, you don't have a good Aida. And if you were Kaifer in Karka, you don't have a good Kfir. Forget about Karka. Typically, it's not the same mint because the Tfir was two minim, the Aida was one min, you were Maida 100% in one of the two minim, and you were Kaifer 100% in one of the two minim. It sounds like how Kalev and Kalev, Dumya the Kalev of Karkois, if you didn't have this Karka problem, the Etzim, you would be Chayv. This is the biggest riot to Shmuel. That Tanah Chit of Sahir, Vaidla Bachas Mehen, really you're going to be Chayv. Says, no, who had in that field of Kalev and Kalev, Nami Potter? Loyalam, I'll tell you, maybe even if it was Kalev and Kalev, you're going to be Potter, Tanah Kalev and Karkois. So why do you say Kalev and Karkois? It doesn't make any sense. Kamash Malon, because there's an extra Chiddish over here in this part of the Mishnah that you only would be able to express if the case was Kalim v'Karkois. What's that? The Chihoyde b'miktas Kalim chayiv afala Karkois. Mishnah wanted you to know that in the case where you moide b'miktas of one of the two minim, you're going to be chayiv even on the other min, which if it was regular to Kalim would be pshita, but in this case where the other min is Karka, it's a chiddush. Because ordinarily, ain't nishpan ala Karkois. But once there's a chayiv shvur, because you moide b'miktas in Kalim, which is Matathlin, so now already can be chayiv on the Karka, that is something you would only know if you were talking about Karka, and that's why even though it's not 100% accurate to be talking about Karka, because it's a little misleading, but this is Vitzalan Mishnah, then it won't be misleading. This is the way you learn the Mishnah, and it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, Maika Mashma. So again, we're going out of our way to learn the Mishnah in a way that's inaccurate, that's misleading, that can mamash lead us down a rabbit hole, Chalila Rachmana Litzlan. But we're doing it because Agav Orche Kamashma, you would never notice Chiddush. That Tanaich Kalim the Karkois, and you might have been mixed on the Kalim, you could be Mechayev Shvu, even on the Karka, meaning even though Ein Nishban ala Karkois, but once it's a Chiyev Shvu, on Metalklin, the Derech Agav, Zoikikin, right, we can throw. Says the Gemara, my kamashmo and zoikikin? You did all this to teach me zoikikin, Tanina. I know it, it's a Mishnah. Right, once upon a time, I don't think you didn't know a Mishnah. Tanina, everyone knows this. Zil karibay rab. Zoikikin, es anachosim, sheesh lan achrayis, li shavaleim. It's a Mishnah, it's kedushin. It's so poshid. Everyone knows it's something called Zoikikin. That even though there's no chi of shvur that will ever emerge from a time and kfir of karka, but if you have a chi of shvur machmas metaltalin, me'inyon le'inyon, you have a right to be zoikik. But derech agav, also for karka, but the Gemara says, ha ikra hi agav grora nas. I know it's a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, which was a few years ago in the Machzer. We know all that. But at the same time, it's not a kasha why it's mentioned over here. The reason it's mentioned over here is the ikr. This is what we're learning. The sugya of shvuas. Obviously, this is the main point. Why is it the Masechtas Kedushin? Right, Masechtas Kedushin started at Isha Niknes, but if you remember, started Isha Niknes, and then all the Mishnayos digress to discuss all different halachas of kinyanim. the paper trail was, one of the lachs of kinyanim is agav. Agav, there's a concept that you could be kind of metaltlin agav karka. Oh, merechim vegan agav, bederich agav, pun intended, you should know, there's a reverse agav as well, where sometimes karka gets mitgeschlep to a metaltlin. That's this idea of zoikis and a chosim sheishon achrayis, which is karka. We shav aleim to swear agav din a chosim sheishon achrayis. But either way, you can't be machria anything from our Mishnah. So what just happened? The second halacha of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, which was tana chitim v'sahirin, v'hoydaloi be'echa mehen, talach zigni b'chayiv. We view it as a moedim b'miktsas. Rav Yitzchok said yiyasher. What about Rish Lakish? We're not 100% sure. And the Gemara tried bringing some rayas this way and that way from the Mishnah, and ultimately they fell short. Says the Gemara, stating that Rab Chiba Rabba Amar Rab Yoichanan Tana Chitin V'Snoirin V'Hoydaloi Ba'achas Mehen. Potter. Not Chayev, Potter. Who said this? Rab Chiya Bar Abba said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is interesting, right? Because on Amad Aleph, we said the Chayin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chayev. But over here, Rab Chiya Bar Abba said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Ton Echid V'Soirin, V'Oidle B'Achas Me'an Potter, Freit the Gemara, how could you say that? Our Kasha, V'Homer Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yeyasher V'Chayin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zok the Gemara, what the Gemara says in so many places in Shas, it's actually so many that it requires an eon. Amayroi ninu valibid Rabbi Yochanan. Right? How many times does the Gemara say Kiyasa Ravdimi Am Rabbi Yochanan? Kiyasa Ravin Am Rabbi Yochanan. Trei Amayroi alibid Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Does Rabbi Yochanan that loch k'stam Mishnah? Some Amayram thought yet. Other Amayram thought not. Fascinating. But the bottom line is this is another example of Amayroi ninu valibid Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that this is steam Rabbi Yochanan, it is what it is. Look, the Gemara Toshma. Let's see if we could be poached at this island. Now we know what all these Toshmas are going to be. On Amad Aleph, the Toshmas were coming from the vantage point of Tanechitim Vesorim Vahidl Bechman Eschayev. Now this is like the Lishna Achrina. We're coming from the vantage point of Tanechitim Vesorim Vahidl Bechman, you're going to be Pater. So the Gemara says, let's revisit our mission. Tanechitim Vahidl Bechman Pater. From Gamliel, Machap, time to Tanechitim Vahidl Bechman. It sounds like the only reason you're Pater is because it was Tanechitim Vahidl Bechman. Hachitim Vesorim Vahidl Bechman Chayev. But if the Tfiyah was Chitin and Soyrin, and the person would be Maiden one, you would be Chayev. So that's a Kasha, right? What was an Amad Aleph Araya? Here's a Kasha. Gemara says, no. Who had Dafidu Chitim Vesorim Nami Pater? Could be even if it was Chitim Vesorim Vahidl Bechman, you're going to be Pater. The high Dikhtani Hachi. So why then does the Mishnah say Tanechitim Vahidl Bechman? Rabbi Gamliel to teach me that even in that case, Rabbi Gamliel holds chayv. Toshma. What was the next Toshma? Tony Kalin v'karkois. The hoydaloi b'kalin v'kafir b'karkois. Or b'karkois, he was moid in the karkois v'kafir b'kalin. Potter. The halach is going to be potter. Hoydaloi b'mikzas karka. Potter. B'mikzas kalim chayv. Right? So we know what this Mishnah means. We just learned it a few minutes ago. Taimos as the Gemara de kalin v'karkois. It sounds like the only reason in the first part of this, your potter, is because what were the two meaning? It was kalim and karkois. The karka la bashfui. If you're moid in the karka, it's felt in the idol. And if you're kaifer in the karka, you don't have a good kfir. Ha kalim v'kalim dumya de kalim v'karkois. But let's say it would be kalim v'kalim dumya de kalim v'karkois, which is two separate meaning. Chayev. It sounds like you would be chayev. It's a kasha. Right, it sounds like tanoi chitin v'sahoyrin v'hoydaloi b'yecha mehen is going to be chayev. And the Mara says, no. Who had not feel kalim v'kalim nami potter? Misha could have said potter even where it's kalim v'kalim. Because tanoi chitin v'sahoyrin v'hoydaloi b'yecha mehen is potter, even if the other kalim is not karka. Aye, if that's the case, why did Mishnah say it the way it said it? Vakamashmalon. Mishnah wanted to tell me derech agav chiddush the hoyda be miktsas kelim chayev. If someone's moyda be miktsas kelim, you're going to be chayev af ala karkois, even on the karka. Meaning, even though ainish ban ala karkois, but if in this toyev v'nitin you chayev shvur because of metaltlin, there's an idea of zaykikin. But derech agav, once you're swearing for the miktsas kelim, you could swear on the karka as well. So the Gemara says, my kamashma, what's this chiddush? Again, you're telling me that you're being a little inaccurate in the Mishnah and misleading in the Mishnah to teach me this chiddush. That what zaykikin tonino? It's a Mishnah kiddushin. Zaykikin as anachosin sheishon achrayes lishaval. And for the Gemara, it's true, it's a Mishnah, but ha iker hahi agav grora naspa. This is the main Mishnah over there. It was only mentioned by derech agav. Again, what was the derech agav? We're talking about kinyonim, so we mentioned kinyan agav. We mentioned kinyan agav. Where you could be kind of metaltal in agav karka, so we also mention the idea of zaykikin, which is an idea of agav as well. It's agav in the reverse, where we're going to swear on karka agav, the fact that we're swearing on metaltal. It's Oktimar Eisevei. Rab Abba bar Mamal or Rab Chiya bar Abba. So here we have a little bit of a hoysafa. So Rab Abba bar Mamal asked Rab Chiya bar Abba again. Why Rab Chiya bar Abba? Because he's the one who started this last part of the Gemara. Rab Chiya bar Abba, Rab Yochanan. So Rab Abba bar Mamal asked Rab Chiya bar Abba from the following braisa, Tano Yishoy v'hoidoloi b'seh. If somebody was tying a shot and the person was moida b'seh, or if it was seh, he was tying a seh v'hoidoloi b'shar, potter, that loch is going to be potter. Tano b'shar v'seh. you're going to be chayev. This is pretty checkmate, right? Feels like the next word in the Gemara should be tiyufta, right? This is mamish checkmate. So tanoi shar v'hoydeloi b'sar, that's chitin and sairin. Tanoi sneh v'hoydeloi b'shar, that's sairin b'chitin, right? But tanoi shar v'sar v'hoydeloi b'achas mehen, that's tanoi chitin v'sairin, v'hoydeloi b'achas em yechayiv. So again, Reb Abba Bar Mamal asked Reb Chiba Rabba, I have a mafurish of Reis, not Amalais, he told him Gishmak. He told him, how many Rabbi Gamliel? I'm just going to go into Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, which Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel holds Tana Chitin v'hoidelei b'sayrin is always chayev. So if you're always chayev, versteht sich, you're going to be chayev. If Tana Chitin v'hoidelei b'sayrin is chayev, then for sure Tana Chitin v'sayrin v'hoidelei b'sayrin is chayev. But what's the Gemara's response? I mean, it's Geshmak, but it has no Havana. I Rabbi Gamliel, I feel a Reishanami. If it's going to go into Rabbi Gamliel, so why would Tana Shoy v'hoidelei b'sayrin, you potter? Tana Shoy v'hoidelei b'sayrin, you potter? Because it's Chitin v'sayrin, you should be, meaning it's clear that Tana the Brisa holds not like Rabbi Gamliel. Tana the Brisa holds Tana Chitin v'hoidelei b'sayrin is potter. But where it's Tana Chitin v'sayrin, v'hoidelei b'echas mehen, in that case, you're going to be chayv. So Gemara says, you're right. Eloha mani admoin he. You want to know who it is? It's admoin. So who's admoin? So admoin brings us back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, so I'm reading from the Mishnah, on Lamed Ches, Omid Beis. Hatoyin l'chaveri b'kadei shemen. If someone's toyin from his friend, he tells him, you owe me kadei shemen. You owe me kadin, jugs filled with oil. V'hoidoloi b'kankanim. And he was moida on the kankanim. Admon oimer, Admon said, hoil v'hoidoloi miktas mimina taino yishafa. Admon holds, he's a moida b'miktas, right? He was moida, he owes him kankanim. He wasn't moida, he owes him shemen. So according to Admon, you can be chayish for. V'chachamim say, eno idomi mina taino. No, you're not going to be chayiv. And Amr Rabbi Gamliel paskin royani is divrei Admon. I hold like Admon. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Barabba told Rabbi Mamabel, this price that you have, that says, tonei chit v'sorin v'hoidolei b'achas men is chayiv, which is inconsistent with the way I explained the halacha in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a kasha. Because how many Admon he? It's going according to Admon. Admon who holds Tane Kadei Shemen v'hoidloi b'kankanim is chayiv is going to hold Tane Shar v'seh v'hoidloi b'achas is going to be chayiv. And really the rest of the story, the way Rashi explains it based on the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas, is that the reason Admon holds that Tane Kadei Shemen v'hoidloi b'kankanim is chayiv is kuf, because Admon holds it's Tane Chidin v'soyin v'hoidloi b'achas, man. And in fact, the reason the Chachamim Machloikis with Admon and they hold your potter is because they hold Tana Chidin v'sayin v'hoidloi b'achas is going to be potter. In other words, this Machloikis in the Mishnah of Admon and the Chachamim is mamish the Machshayla over here. This Machloikis Amayuraim, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan, right? This is mamish the Shayla of Tana Chidin v'sayin v'hoidloi b'achas, man. Are you going to be chayiv? Are you going to be potter? But the point is, the Chachamim hold potter, Admon holds chayiv. Said Rabbi Chiya Barabi, ask me a kasha from a braisa. I know it's a Machloikis. Tanoim, I'll tell you, Homani, Admoni, I'm saying Potter, not on my own, and not even Rabbi Yochanan on his own. I'm saying Potter because that is the Shitas HaChamim in the Mishnah who argued with Admon. And then, after Rabbi Chiya Barabba told this to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, he doubled down. He told the V'loi D'chuyim Matchin Alach. I don't want you to think that I'm just being Matchiyu. El Talmud Aruchu B'thiv Shal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to say this with Buck Tzener, Ha Mani Admoni. Meaning, Rabbi Chiya Barabba was just saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Potter. So, Rabbi Yochanan himself knew this Braisa, and he knew you had to be Miyashiv the Braisa, and the way Rabbi Yochanan himself was Miyashiv the Braisa was by saying, Ha mani admon he, Omar Rav Anon Omar Shmuel. Rav Anon said in the name of Shmuel Tanachitin, in the event that somebody was Tanachitin, the Kodam Vahidaloi Besa'irin, and then the person jumped, he preempted, and he was Hoidaloi Besa'irin. The Aloch is Im Kimarim, if it looks like he's trying to get out of the Shvuah, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. Im Bimischavin, if however it looks like he's just being erranced over here, Potter is going to be Potter. So what happened? What happened was Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, you owe me Chitin. And really, Shimon feels that he owes him Se'irim. Now, if Shimon feels that he owes Reuven Se'irim, he knows what Reuven's about to say. Reuven's about to say, you owe me Chitin and you owe me Se'irim. But before he had a chance to say, you owe me Chitin and Se'irim, he preempted him and he said, I owe you Se'irim. By him preempting him, right, by him having a quick finger on the trigger, he ended up fadining himself a shvur deraisa. The reason is because if the person would have said chitin v'soyren, then he would have been moedas soyren. So it would have been tana chitin v'soyren v'hoyla achas mian. That loch is that he would have been chayef. But because that's not what happened, because he said soyren before he had a chance to be teveyet, so it's for that reason it was never tana chitin v'soyren. So l'chayra, he shouldn't be chayef shvur deraisa. Meaning he's a koifer akoil on the chitin. He's a das baldin kemeya edem dami on the soyren. And he'll owe the Sa'irin, which he anyways would have owed, and it would be Potter from the Shmuel. So said Ravan in the name of Shmuel, that Tana Chitin v'Kaidin v'Hoidloi b'Sa'irin, Imkim Marim, if it looks like he knows that really the Tfiyah of the Sa'irin is coming, and he's quickly being married of a Sa'irin to Dreya Rois from the Chi of Shmuel, then he's going to be Chayev. If, however, he was b'mischavin, that's not why he was doing it. He wasn't Rashi's lash in his kekoifetz. He's not like jumping to preempt it. He's just an erlich guy. This is not chitin. Dachsech sezayrin. Oh, if you preempted the haidav sezayrin before the person had the chance to be today the sezayrin, in that case, you're going to be potter from what? Not potter from the sezayrin. You're going to be potter from a shvur deraisa. We're not going to view you as a moed b'mixas. By the way, who said this? Rav Anan said this in the name of Shmuel, right? This is Shmuel Shitasai, who said in Amad Aleph, Tana Chitin Vesoirin, Vahoydaloi Be'achas Me'en Eschayesh for their eyes. According to the whole Amid Beis, right? Rav Chibar Rab in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so then already you wouldn't have this halacha, but Shmuel for sure. But we had a shayla, what Rabbi Yochanan holds. We know what Shmuel sheet is. Shmuel holds Yichayesh Shmuel Deiraisa, and the Gemara throws in this prat. One more Gemara, the Omar Rav Anon Omar Shmuel Tane Shtei Machten. If somebody's Tevea two Machten, right? Two needles, Vahoydaloi Be'achas Me'en Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. What's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is, this doesn't have the shiurim. Right? We have all these requisite shiurim that you have to have. So why would you be chayiv? The reason you chayiv is because at the end of the day, you might have a mikzas lefich yatsu keilon l'mashahein. Because mean that the Torah singled out that there's a parashah might have a mikzas even for keilim. So it's for that reason, in this case, you're going to be chayiv despite the fact that you don't have the shiur. One more gemara. Amar Rav Papa said, Tane Kalim upruta. In the event that the person's Tevea Kalim and Pruta, Vahoyda be Kalim, and he was maiden the Kalim, the Kafa be Pruta, and he was kofer in the Pruta. So the loch is pot, he's going to be pot. Hoyde bepruta, the kofra bekelim, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So just one last little cheshbin, just to end the daf on a high note. So again, Rapapa said, tanoi kelim upruta. The tfiyah was, you owe me kelim and a pruta. The person was moid in one, he was kofra in the other. So said Rapapa, if he was hoyde bekelim and he was kofra in the pruta, you're going to be potter. If he was hoyde in the pruta and you were kofra in the kelim, you're going to be chayiv. And what's the cheshbin? One of these two halachas that Rapapa was saying works with Rav, and the other one works with Shmuel. Chadak Rav, which one is Rav? The Amak Kfiris Taina Shtei Kesef, the first halacha. Tane Kelem Upruta, Vahayda Bekelem Vakapar Puta Pata. Why are you Pater? Why would you be Pater? You're a Maida Bemiktsas. The Teretz is the reason you're Pater is because you were only Kafa Bepruta. And what does Rav hold? Rav holds the Shir Kfir is not a Pruta. Ha Taina Shtei Kesef means Kfiris Taina Shtei Kesef. So it's Chasr in the Shir Kfir, if it's Chasr in the Shir Kfir, for that reason you're going to be Pater. Chadak Shmuel, where do you see Shmuel? The Amat Tone Chit Vesoyev, Hoydel Be'achas Men Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. I mean, the Iker Halach of Rapapa is a case of Chit and Vesoyev, Hoydel Be'achas Men. And you see that as long as you have the proper Shir, you're going to be Chayev. Oh, so Tone Chit and Vesoyev, Hoydel Be'achas Men is Chayev. That's Chadak Shmuel, because who's the one that said it? Shmuel. What about Rabbi Yochanan? That's a big mavucha. But that was Shmuel's halacha, the other Shmuel, right? And Chadak Rav, because you see that at the end of the day, there is a halacha, there's a shir kfir. The kfir has to be at the very least shnei kesef. If all it is a pruta, you're not going to be chayiv. So it says the Gemara, this member from Rapapa is Eir Gishmak. It's Chadak Rav. That's as it relates to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel from the first part of the daf. Chadak Shmuel, that's Shita Shmuel that came up in the first part of the daf, but was featured very prominently in the second part of the daf. It's not a stira Chadak Rav, Chadak Shmuel. But the Gemara doesn't say Rapapa is dancing of Tzvei Chasinas over. He's not being Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. That's not what's happening over here. It's two different shaylas. One is one shayla, the other is the other shayla. If you remember that Shmuel Letamei was forced to say, right, because when the Gemara was cheshbening how Shmuel learned the Mishnah in his machlokes with Rav, the Gemara had to come on to the fact that Shmuel's l'shitase. But at the end of the day, the two shitas are certainly mutually exclusive of each other. In fact, Rav Papa Paskin like Rav regarding part A of the daf, and he Paskin like Shmuel as it relates to part B of the daf, exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara, just a general ha'ara, as it relates to Shavuos, and as it relates more specifically to Shavuos HaDayan. So again, we're learning Masechta Shavuos that deals with oaths, right? Swearing. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph says as follows. Kishem sheshfuas shav v'sheker b'loisase. Just like there's a loisase in the Torah for a person to swear shfuas shav and a shfuas sheker, kach mitzvah sase sheyishava mishen ischaya shfuas bebezdin v'shem. So too, there's a mitzvah sase for a person that's chayiv shfuas to swear in bezdin with the shem Hashem. Shenemar, the pasuk says, u'bishmois sishaveya, zu mitzvah sase, says the Rambam. So the Rambam says, just like there's a lois sase to swear with the shem Hashem, lashavu l'sheker, so too there's a mitzvah sase, if someone's chayiv shfu in bezdin, to swear b'shem, again, shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'bishmois sishaveya. Shehashfu b'shmoy hagadol v'hakadosh, ready for this? Because says the Rambam, if somebody swears in the name of Hashem, in the Shem HaGadol HaKadosh, midarkei ha'avodohi. It's an oifen of avod, it's an oifen of serving Hashem. The hidur, the kiddush gadol hu lihishava b'shmai. A fascinating lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, just like there's a lois essay for a person to swear l'shavu l'sheker, in the Shem Hashem, there's a mitzvah essay for a person to swear in bezin with the Shem, if it's l'shmoy ha'godo ve'ha'kodosh, in fact, it's mitarkei ha'avoido, and it's a hidur, and it's a kiddush gadol l'shava b'shmai. The Rambam was chayze mishnasoi in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Esei Zayin. He shetzivonu l'hishova b'shmoy yisala, kishen itztarich l'kayim dovim min advarim, oy lahakrish, ki bozeh, hagdulo l'ashem yisala, v'kovoid v'ilui, v'hu omroi u'bishmosi shaveh. So the Rambam says it clearly in Yad Chazaka. He says it again in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there's a Mitzvahs Esei de'oraisa for a person to swear with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in Hilchis Shvuos, the Rambam says, Mishan Eschayo Shvuo Bebezdin. In his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't even say that. The Rambam just says, Kishan Etztarech L'Kayim Dovim Min Advarim. Oy L'Hakrisha. Right? If you have to be Mekayim something, or you have to be Makrish something, Shvuo She'o Chalti V'Shaloy Chalti, that's what it sounds a little bit like. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, Esed Eiraisa, for a person to swear with the Shem HaGod. Now, the Rambam brought the Makar. It says in the Torah, u'bishmoisi shaveh. The truth is, it doesn't just say u'bishmoisi shaveh once. It says it twice. In fact, it's interesting because there's two psukim in the Torah that are almost the same exact pasuk that are mentioned in two successive parshias. Parshas Va'aschanan and Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Va'aschanan, Perik Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel. Es Hashem alikecha tira, everyone knows that pasuk. Va'oisoi savoid u'bishmoisi shaveh. In Parshas Ekev, and this is in Perik Yud, Pasik Chaf, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, Oysoi Savoid, here we add the words, Uvoi Sidbak, Uvishmoi Tishaveya. But two times the Torah says, Uvishmoi Tishaveya, and the Rambam held, this is a mitzvah Esed Eiraisa, to teach us that there's a mitzvah Kishen Etztarech, to be Mekayim something, or to be Makrish something, you should swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, it's Midarkei Yo'avoida, and it's a Hidur, and it's a Kiddush Gadol, L'Hishava B'Shmai. The Ramban, in his Hasagas on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, screams at the Rambam. It's a mitzvah, essay, the reisa, to swear in the name of Hashem. I never heard of such a mitzvah. And he's Mayrich is the Ramban, why he feels very strongly that it's really not a mitzvah. The truth is, the Ramban was also Chayza Mishnasai. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah, on the Pashtzik, U'bishmoy Tishaveh, the first time it's mentioned in the Torah, which is in Parshas Va'aschanan, says the Ramban, Einenu mitzvah sheyishava. It's not a mitzvah. Aval hu azoro, ki bishmoy bilvad tishaveh, b'loy b'shem Elacha, as opposed to in the name of Elacha. In fact, the very next pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Va'aschanan, is Loiselchun Acharei Elohim Acherim. Torah says, make sure that you're not going to follow the Elohim Acherim. Meleheyo Amim Ashes Vivoisechem. Says the Ramban, this is all the Hemshech. Alkein Acharov, Loiselchun Acharei Elohim Acherim, Shloiselchu Achareim. But says the Ramban, of course it's not a mitzvah essay de reis to go ahead and to swear in the name of Hashem. What then does this pasuk u'bishmoy tishaveh mean? It's like an iser asay, that if you're going to swear, you have to only swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But chalila v'chas, to go ahead and start giving any hidur and kedusha and gedula to the shemois of the Elohim Acherim, ad kedei kach, don't even swear in their name. As if to say, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah essay of u'bishmoy tishaveh, whereas according to the Ramban, it's an iser essay of ubishmoiti shaveya. It's like an add-on to the loisaseh of not swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah. There's also an aseh component, which is ubishmoiti shaveya. The truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Eruch Chayim, it's in Simin Kuf Nun Vav, it's Sif Aleph. So it's a long mechaber. It's Hilchis Masav Amatan. That's what's going on over here. And in the middle of Hilchis Masav Amatan, the mechaber says like this, that a person, right, just to read a little bit what's going on. Achakach Yelech La'asokov. The whole Torah she'ini ma'melacha soifu b'teilo figureres avoin ki oini yaviren wa das koinoi umikomokim layasim alachta ikir elu aroi v'teirose kva v'zeh v'zeh yiskan b'yot. Says the Mechaber, v'yisa v'yitem b'amuna v'yizor m'lahaske shem shemayim l'vatol shebechomokim she'askoras ha'shem mitzuya misa mitzuya v'yizor m'lishov afilu b'emes. A person should be careful. He should be nizit to swear afilu be'emes. She elef ayoros hoyu liyanei amelech, because Yanei amelech had 1,000 cities. Ve'kula nechvu b'shvil shahoyu nishba in shvuos afal pi shahoyu mikayim emoisam. All 1,000 of these cities got destroyed because they used to swear, even though they used to be mikayim their shvuos. So says the mechaber that when a person goes to work, should be erlech. Don't just mention Hashem's name frivolously. And as it relates to Shvua, be very careful. Mili shava afilu be'emes. She'elef ayoris hoyu liyanei amelech. V'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shahoyu nishvam shvuois. Afal pi shahoyu mekayim enoisam. Now what's the makar to this story with Yanei amelech? So if you take a look at the Bir Hagra, so the Vilna Gaon says, Medrash Rabba reish matois chav beis alof v'sham kosav alpayim ayoris. And in fact, if you look it up inside, the Nus over there is not that Yanei HaMelech had 1,000 cities, but he actually had 2,000 cities. So what's this medrash that the Vilna Gaon is being mitzayin? Medrash says like this: Vayidaber Moshe el Roshei Hamatois Ish Ki Yidon Nedol Hashem. It's the first medrash Rabbah in Parshas Matos. Hadol Duchsev V'Nishpato Chay Hashem BeEmes BeMishpat Utztaka. Amalam Hakadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael. Loi tiu svurim shehutar lachem lihishave b'shmei afilu b'emes. You shouldn't think that it's mutter to go ahead and swear afilu b'emes. Eina toy rashoy lihishave b'shmei elim kein yir b'chol kol amida yisraelu. The only time you're allowed to swear is if you have all the following midos, meaning you can check off the following boxes. Number one, es Hashem alei kechatira. You should be on the level of the ones that the Torah referred to as Yirei Elokim. Who was referred to in the Torah as Yirei Elokim? Sok the Medrash, Avram, Iyov, V'yosef. Avram dechsev ki ato yadati ki Yirei Elokim ato. Iyov dechsev ish tam v'yosha Yirei Elokim. And Yosef dechsev esho Elokim ani yore. Heve es Hashem lekechatir. So the first box you need to check off in order to be able to swear afilu be'emes in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be, you have to be an es Hashem lekechatir, you have to be like Avram, Iyov, and Yosef. The next criteria is oisoy savoid. Im ata mefana atzbecha l'teira v'lasek b'mitzvois ve'elucha avoid acheres. And you don't have any other avoidah, then you're someone who's included in the Indian of Oisai Savoy. And finally, Ubay Sidbak. You have to be someone that's an Ubay Sidbak. Fake the Medrash v'chiyachal Adam lidavik b'shchino v'aloik v'arnemar ki es Hashem aloikecha ish oichlohu elo loim lecha kalamasi biti l'talmid shekoyra v'shoyin of Oisai Prakmatio u'mahaneo minichasav, someone that's mefarnes tamidich hachamim zeu shenemar olav Ubay Sidbak. Fear is the Medrash im yeish b'cha kol amidois ha'elu. If you have all these midois, Ato rashoy lihishava, you're allowed to swear. The imlav, and if not, ein ato rashoy lihishava, you're not allowed to swear. So the medrash, I'll tell you a story. Piyanei amelach shoy lishnei alof mayores v'kulo nechrevu al shvuas emes keitzad oimer adam lechaveru b'shvuas ani hoylech v'oichol kach v'kach m'makom ploini v'esh to kach v'kach m'makom ploini v'yu hoylchim u'mekayim in shvuasam obe v'nechrevu and ma hanishba be'emes kach hanishba al hasheker al achas kama v'kama. This is the medrash, says the Vilna Gaon, that the mechaber was quoting elef alpayim, but this is all the rest of the story. Now this medrash, very interesting medrash. The Medrash says that in order for a person to swear be'emes, you'd have to check off a few prerequisites. Number one, you'd have to be on the level of a Hashem lekechatira, literally like Avram, even Yosef. You'd have to be on the level of the Oisai Savoid. You'd have to be on the level of Ubay Sidbak, and only then would you be able to swear. What's Pashim Shah? Shaykhis. What do those things have to do with swearing? The Torah says, because the Medrash is learning the Psukim. The Psukim say Mefurish, as Hashem Alekechatira, the Oisai Savoy. It's not punk that these things are next to each other. The way the Medrash is understanding the smichos is that the former things mentioned in the pasuk are prerequisites for the last thing mentioned in the pasuk. In order for you to be a ubishmoyt tishaveya, you would have to check off all the boxes up until this point. In other words, we have a machlekes Rambam and Ramban, often art. Sai in Yad Chazaka, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ramban Pirush Al HaTorah, these are basic Maariv Koimus. Where the Rambam holds is a mitzvah's essay de reisna of Ubishmoiti Shaveya. The Ramban holds, it's not a mitzvah's essay de reisna, it's an Isser essay, to not swear in the name of Elohim Achim. There's a third shita over here, and that is, you're never allowed to swear b'emes, because there's a sakana gedayla, to do it. In fact, the Medrash says that the only time you'd ever be able to do it is if you have the years shemayim of Avram Avinu, of Eiv and Yosef. No? Okay, if you're like that, and on top of that wouldn't even be enough. You have to be Mefarnes Tamid Chachamim, and you also have to be someone that's an Oysoi Savi. If you could check off all these boxes, so then Ashrech of a Toivlach, then swear away. But otherwise, it's not something you can do, which basically seems to knock out and negate the ability for anybody to ever go ahead and to swear B'emes, which almost sounds like, again, just trying to be Masada this a little bit. The Rambam, who doesn't make any mention of this Indian. The Rambam seems to say there's a mitzvah's essay de reisu b'shmoiti shaveya. In Yad Chazaki, he says it by Shvuos HaDayanim. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, he doesn't even say Mefurish that it's only true by Shvuos HaDayanim. We have the Ramban, who talks about how there's this Isir Aseh. And then we have the Mechaber, which is coming from a Medrash Rabbah, which would seem to say that this is something that's very chomer. By the way, not only is it Chomer in terms of the Isser, because you have to be as Hashem like a Chatir of Oysa Sabbath, Oysa Sidbek in order to be Shema Yisrael, but it goes into the gather of Chamir, Sakanta, Meisura, 1,000 Ayaras, Alpayim Ayaras, all these cities are being Chorav all over the place, which seems to suggest that this is in the gather of not just Isser, but it's even more Chomer than Isser. This is actually in the gather of Chamir, Sakanta, Meisura. There's a tshuva in Shayel, a tshuva is Chassam Sofer. This is in Chayshem Mishpat Simin Tzadik, where the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer about this Indian, about swearing. The Shoyne Azov Shal Chassam Sofer. He says, Nishalti me eis kvoid hadrosoi. Mino ha milso de rogel ala shoynenu da filu shfuas emes averi. So the Shoyal asks the Chassam Sofer, I heard as Ashmua, right? People say, yeah, a Jew doesn't swear. A Yid's not allowed to swear. So he asked the Chassam Sofer, Mino ha milso. Where does it come from? Minoha milsa de rogel al shoynenu da filu shvuas emes averihi. Va'idei zen, it's for this reason, nimnoyim mili shava filu shvuas emes bechoma de efsher. Right? Now says the Chassam Sofer, gam ki omru chazal elef ayoris hoyu liyanei amelech v'kula nechrevu al avoyin shvuas emes mikomokam hi gufa heichiramisa. Right? Arvach arvetzorech. The end of the day, where's the remes? The Chassam Sofer knew this medrash. He knew what the Mechaber brings in Erechayim. He knew that it's rogel al shoynenu da filu shfuas emes averihi. But the Chassam Sofer was muching. At the end of the day, there must be some makar. Meaning, you read the pesukim in the Torah, it doesn't sound like it's aser. It sounds like lo yisisa Hashem Hashem al kachal hashav, v'lo yisishbu b'shmi lashaker, b'faker tu b'shmi sishaveya, and v'lo yoy Rambam holds it's even a mitzvah. So good, the Medrash says, now the Medrash has a little bit of a mahalach, as Hashem alekechatira, oisai sabru, oisai sidbak, and only then ubishmoisi shaveya. This is a b'chin of ein lemeidan alachis min ha-medrash. We had a read bite about this earlier in the Masechta, right? The Chassam Sofer was mutching a little bit. He said, I feel like we need a makar here. Arvach arvetzarech. So this is just classic goinus of the Chassam Sofer. Ach nirali, the mefurish bikra, it's enough in a pasuk. Where is this pasuk? It's in Divrei Kabbalah. It's in Sefer Koheles. It's Perik Tes. It's pasuk Beis. The pasuk says like this. This is a classic Koheles pasuk. Hakol kasher lakol. Right? What does that mean? The Mitzudas David. Hakol yavoy lahem kamoisha yavoy lakol. Meaning, everything is going to be the way it's going to be. Right? Don't think for one second that, oh, you're Azoy, you'll have this, and you're Azoy, you'll have that. Right? This is mamish classic Shlomo HaMelech. Kula b'mazla talya, the Targum says. Hakol kasher lakol. Mikra echod latzadik v'larosha. The tzadik and the rosha, they're going to have the same mikra, they're going to have the same fate. Whatever, if his mazel is good, it'll be good. If it's bad, it'll be bad. Latoy v'latoy v'latome. The person that brings karbonis, like the person who doesn't bring karbonis, the toiv is going to have the same fate as the choyte. And then finally, hanishba, the person that swears, is going to have the same fate, kashe shvua yore, like the person who has fear of the shvua. Sedech sam soifer, this posik is enei oime elador sheni, and he's marked him like this. He says it's clearly very wordy. Shlaim HaMelech is being chayzim mishnosei, right? La tzadik v'la rosha, la toiv v'la toiv v'la tome, v'la zoyveach v'la asher einenu zoyveach, ka toiv ka choyte. This is some repetition over here. But says the Chassam Sofer, the last words of this pasuk are getting me a little bit. Hanishba kasheshvu yore. What do those words mean? What does it mean, Hanishba kasheshvu yore? And he says, Ayin Rashi. What do those words mean, Pashup Shat? Hanishba kasheshvu. So Pashup would say Hanishba means like the person that swears falsely, or he swears Lashav. Says that person is not included in Larasha, that person is not included in Kachaita. And again, even though the pasuk is a shtickle redundant, but why would you be giving a shout out, a special shout out to this Avera, which is the only Chomer Avera in the world? And we know it's Chomer, but we saw yesterday's Av, all Chavi Krisis, Chavi Mises, Bezin are all considered the Chamuras. So what's this Nishba? Also, it's not a Nishba. It's a Nishba L'Sheker. Or a Nishba L'Shav. It's not a Nishba. And the other guy is Kasher Shvu Yore. He's afraid of the Shvu. He's not afraid of the Shvu. He's the Toiv. He's the Tzaddik. He's not over Averis Chamuros. What does it mean? What is Hanishba Kasher Shvu Yore? So the Helik Chassam Sofer said, I hold the Makar as a Pasuk. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Shlaim HaMelech was going through all the people on this side of the ledger and that side of the ledger. And he says to the Amenshvas, Erz Hanishba, Le'emes. He's not included in the Rosh. He's not included in the Tomei. He's not included in the Chayte. He's just a Nishba. Not L'Sheker V'L'Shav. So he doesn't say L'Sheker V'L'Shav. And who's the flip side of him? Who's the antithesis of the Nishba? Kasher Shvua Yore Ad Meirif in HaShvua. So the Chassam Sofer said that Avada, it's Rogel B'L'Shoineinu Afilu Shvua Alemes Averohi. And he says, if that's the way it is, at the end of the Tshuva, he writes, Minig Yisrael Torah V'Ein Laharer. If that's the Minig Yisrael, this is classic Chassam Sofer. Avada Ein Laharer. If this is the way you didn't know, we don't swear. Afilu Alemes, we don't swear. And Avada, you know, the Mechaber, and it comes from measures like the Goyim was Mitzayim. But at the same time, Arvach Arvat Tzarech, there has to be Epes HaMakar. Sned the Hilgich Samsoi, if you want to know what the Makar is, it's this Pasik in Koya. This is what it means. It's Kula Miroya Echad Nitnu. It's unbelievable. Like, is this a Favarf and a Pasik? It's Pasik. It's Tanakh. But the Samsoi probably knew this when he was six. But the bottom line is, it's a Mefurish Pasik in Kaheles, it's Perik Tez Pasik Beis. I don't know how else to learn this Pasik, Sned the Chassam Sofer. So when he wrote down with his coolness, Kiyodua, the way he used to write Tshuvas, where it looked like he wasn't even thinking. Mama, she threw in Kayala's Perek Tess. I don't know. Always amazes me. But the bottom line is, this is what the Chassam Sofer said, is the Makar to this Inyan. Now, Toich Dvarav, in the Tshuva, he says, the Emes says, I think there's a Shukla Rai from a Talmud Bavli as well. And the Emes says, we can all get this right. Kayala's Perek Tess is already in Geisring Zeir Alatzibur. But this we can get. This was in yesterday's daf. Because if you remember, the Gemara said that when a person was standing in Bezdin, he was about to swear Shvuas Adayonim. So his mom is holding it by swearing this Shvuas Adayonim. So if he's not losing up and he says, I want to do it. So all the Chever that are there, they say, let's get out of here. We don't want to be in the presence of these Rishayim. And the Gemara said, he's Rishayim. One second. The person that's going to swear is the Rasha. Why is the other guy the Rasha? The Gemara says, oh, Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Tarfin, said, Shvuas Hashem, Tia Bein Shneim. They're both somehow complicit in this. The other guy's complicit. You shouldn't give money to a person that you didn't 100% trust, that may evolve at some point and end up having to be engaged in some sort of Shvuas situation. But the Chassam Sofer says a bigger problem with this Gemara. Why is he a Rasha? He's going to swear Allah Emes. Why are we being chayshah this guy? The whole purpose of the Iyum was, don't swear falsely. Okay, so if he wants to swear, let's get away from these Rishon. The guy wants to swear. Why are you calling him a Rasha? I said, I think it's Pashit Ashtet on the Gemara. Again, it's not the Pashit shot in the Gemara. But the Chayr Ashtet on the Gemara. The Chayr Ashtet on the Gemara. That is Siddha, as an Indian. The bottom line is that the Rambam holds to swear with the Shem Hashem, no less. It's Bamish HaMitzvah, Esther Reiser, Metit on the Gartel,
the Yesh Noyagim to say L'Shem Yichud would say L'Shem Yichud. I mean, it sounds like this is the way you go about it. Raman says, no, we're taking this a little bit too far. It's not a mitzvah essay. It's only an Isra essay. Then we have the flip side, that it's Mamish Etodav Chomer, it's Chamir Sakantam Eisura, to swear Afilu Ala Emes, the Chassam Sofer already brought this inyan of it's Rogel Alu Shoinenu Shvu Afilu Ala Emes as Aser, seems to have a Makar from the Gemara Shvu's Namates on the base, and a Makar from Divri Kabbalah, Sefer Kohelet's Perektes, possibly. Demis says, this bothered me a little bit. Why is this not the Taza Yodua? Right? Just throw it out there. Just some food for thought. Why is this not the Taza Yodua? How could we go ahead and say it's Osik to swear? Right? It's Rogel Shoinenu. Torah says, B'shmasi Shaveh. Isn't that like the Taza Yodua 101? I saw even Rabbi David Kohn Shlita in his Taza Yodua, he doesn't bring this. He has like a few like Chakavish for us. That, but the Iker idea, I mean, the Ram holds a mitzvah. It's not even a Rishos, it's even a mitzvah. So how all of a sudden could it become awesome? Now, if there's a Makar from a Pasuk and Tzchamir Sakante Meisur, maybe that's different. You need all the prerequisites that the Medrash mentions, V'yesh L'yashev Shanemo. But definitely a little bit of a thought-provoking thing. The Torah says, B'shmaisi Shaveya, and here, if somebody would swear, Afilu Ala Emes, it would be something that's considered very, very chomer. L'maisa L'maisa, as it relates to Bizman Azeh, if somebody's in Bezdin, right, today, he's involved in a Chesh Mishpat dispute, and he's Chayiv Shvua, the Minig Yisrael is that Dayanim do not allow people to swear. Today, there's no Shvuas. Now, when Shvuas became abolished 100% in Beis Din is apparently not 100% clear, but the reality is we don't make Shvuas today. Now, the truth is, you're going to tell me, Zilkari Beirav, it's enough in a Rashi, right? We didn't speak out. We don't speak out every Rashi. We try, but we missed the Rashi. Read Rashi. Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Mamish 8 lines from the bottom, right in the beginning of Shvuas Adayonim. Ubedei Raisenu Batlu Harishayim Shvuah Dei Raisa. Levisha Unche Gada. Vitiknu Ligzar Olav Arba Asara. Vahamrinan Arba Shvuah. Rashi says that this manenu, we don't make Shvuah Dei Raisa. First of all, Rashi says only Shvuah Dei Raisa. Number two, Rashi says that instead of Shvuah Dei Raisa, what we do is we do an Arar. An Arar Ba'asara, which basically means we tell the person that, listen, we're not going to make you swear, but there's a minion of people that say that in the event that you're lying right now, Rachmanu Litzlan, there should be an Arar. It's a Shvuah. Rashi says it's a Shvuah. Arar is mamish like a Shvuah. So Rashi's not saying that the whole concept and the whole patent of Shvuah was nisbatel. There's a Lashon of the Ravid in Perikid Aleph in Hilchis Shvuahs where the Ravid says, Shamati shetiknu ha-go'inim zal she'im mashpi'in achshav loy b'shem v'loy b'kinoy k'dei sh'loy heya oylam chorev al yidei achoytim sh'rabu elam achrimin oysoy mekalin oysoy. Brings a very similar minig, maybe it's the same minig, but something very, very similar to what Rashi is bringing over here. But again, that's Shvuah's derises, and also they would replace that with an Arar or a Cherem, something that was very much Me'inyan Le'inyabais, and today we don't do any of this. Today, no one, someone's might be mixed us. Mamish Hayoyim, if today you were in Bezdin, and someone goes over to, you have two Chevra, they're in this fight, they're killing each other, he says, you owe me Chitin V'Sa'orin, the guy says, I owe you Sa'orin. Right? This man has that. There's not going to be a Shvuah. There is no Shvuah, there's not Shvuah's Hes, there's no Shvuah's Deiraisa, all the Shvuahs of Masech Shvuahs are bottled, this man, Eno. And we don't even make these Cherems and these Olas and these Klolas here. So what do they do? So what they do today in Bezdin, and I spoke to one of my chaverim who's a Kreis L'Chash Mishpadayim, he told me that what they do today is, there's like some sort of shtar that everybody agrees with, and that is if Bezdin is going to determine that one of the parties is chayev a shvua, be it shvua deraisa, be it shvua derabanan, there's going to be a pshar, the pshar is going to pay 1/3 of what the outstanding number is. Now what the makar to a third is also not 100% klar. But the bottom line is this is the minig Yisrael. We don't swear anymore. Today we stay away from Shavuos. Shavuos deraisis, Shavuos derabanans, mit nekitas chefetz, on nekitas. It's a pelik, because Ram holds a mitzvah to do it. It's so interesting. Shitzaram is a mitzvah. Not just a mitzvah. It's a voidah. It's a hiddur. It's a kiddush. It's gedulat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But afilu hachi, in the minig Yisrael, is mekubal natu. There's some sort of agreement that everybody signs on, some sort of arbitration, that if it ever comes to the necessity for a Shavuos, no difference if it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, you're going to write him a check for 1/3, and that is what all parties are going to agree on.